was of John Wesley, which comes from the previous century, from the 1700s.
另外一个就是约翰卫斯理是在更早的17世纪这种卫斯理宗的创始人。
So we're going to be talking about that this morning. The tradition of the Free Methodist and the Wesleyan Church as they relate to God's work over these past 150 years.
我们就是要谈到这两个宗派在过去的100多年间跟整个教会的发展的传承有什么关系。
But this year and next year, the Free Methodist Church is studying, is celebrating 150 years of history.
今年跟明年巡礼中的教会都在庆祝150周年。
So we're going to be looking back over these 150 years and then asking what it means for us today.
我们要来回顾过去的150年，然后看看未来到底对未来有什么意义。
So particularly today and tomorrow, we're going to be looking at Free Methodist history and the Wesleyan tradition.
特别是今天跟明天，我们就要特别的来回顾这些历史，巡礼会的历史。
And in terms of the outline that has been handed out, we're going to be looking at pages 1 and 4 today, and then, one and four today, and 2 and 3 tomorrow.
里面手上的大纲，我们今天要讲的今天要讲的就是第一跟第四页，那明天就是中间的第二页、第三页。
So we're going to be talking about interpreting Free Methodist history.
所以我们需要来解读巡礼会的历史。
And in the process, we want to ask both, excuse me, both historical and missiological questions.
我们要谈到历史的问题，还有宣教的历史性的问题跟宣教性的问题。
When Bishop Marston wrote the history of the Free Methodist Church in 1960, he called it "From Age to Age, a Living Witness."
在1860年的时候，就是这个 Marston 这个巡礼会的早期的的这些巡礼会的牧师，他讲到历史。巡礼会的历史，他说，巡礼会的历史就是世世代代的见证。他有一本书叫做《世世代代的见证》。
So we're talking about the witness of this particular tradition, the Free Methodist Church, over 150 years.
所以我们现在在谈到这过去150年当中巡礼会所行出来的见证。
And of course, now we are in the 21st century with new challenges. We want to ask, how does that tradition relate to our situation today?
当然我们现在是在21世纪，所以我们也要去问这些历史跟我们现代有什么关联。
Today there are almost 1 million members of the Free Methodist Church worldwide.
今天在全世界大概有100万的巡礼会的信徒。
And it's no longer primarily a North American church.
而且不再只是集中在北美的教会。
For example, in the Free Methodist Church, we have 19 bishops, but only 3 of those are from the United States.
比如说，我们总共有19个这个主教，只有 only 3 are
in the United States.
只有三个19个当中只有三个是在美国。
So we have internationalized. The church has internationalized in many ways as it has grown over time.
我们已经很全球化的普世性的一种发展了。
So I ask, what would B.T. Roberts think if he were to see the Free Methodist Church today?
所以，如果这个 B.T. Roberts 他看到今天这样的发展的话，他会怎么想呢？
I think he would celebrate the growth because he had a vision for missions, a vision for carrying the gospel around the world.
他一定会大肆庆祝，因为他看到他所希望看到的这种福音的普传、全世界的普传已经实现了。
And this is what he wanted to see. He wanted to see the gospel carried around the world, Free Methodist partnering with other churches.
福音普传到全世界，那么巡礼会就在这当中也扮演了一个重要的角色。
But then you would also ask, is the church maintaining the Bible standard of Christianity?
但是他同时也会问，教会是不是仍然保持着这个根据圣经的这种传统？
Is the church preaching the gospel to the poor?
福音是不是传给穷人？
Because this is what B.T. Roberts and the early Free Methodists said, that the Free Methodist Church was raised up to maintain the Bible standard of Christianity and to preach the gospel to the poor.
所以因为这个就是早期巡礼会他们所坚持的，要忠于圣经的忠于圣经，然后要向穷人传福音。
Now, those of us who are Free Methodists celebrate the growth of the church over these past 150 years.
我们这些新理会的信徒都庆祝过去150年这种福音的传扬。
Like other movements, the Free Methodist Church is most dynamic and growing the most at its edges, as its growing edges.
新理会是在这个成长的当中是很很尖端性的成长，就是很外围在各。边缘的地区有很多的成长。
A church tradition or a denomination is like a big tree.
一个宗派、一个教会就好像一棵树一样。
And most of the growth happens at the branches and on the growing edges.
大部分的成长都是在这种外围那个枝条、枝叶尖端的这种成长。
And yet a tree draws its life from the trunk and from the roots.
但是这个树的养分是要从这个根。从这个下面来得到。
And that's the nature of a healthy living thing, of a healthy tree.
一个健康的树，一个健康的东西成长都是这种情况的。
It's a living system with the branches, with the leaves, the fruit, with the trunk, with the roots.
树叶有树叶有枝条，然后连接到这个根里面，这是正常的一种现象。
And so our desire, of course, is that that tree would be healthy in all aspects and all of those parts.
所以我们的期待就是盼望这个树整个都是很健康的，任何的一个部分都是健康的。
So for continued growth, not only must the leaves grow, but the roots must continue to grow deep and be nourished. And so we're thinking partly about the roots as well as the branches today.
这个树如果要继续的成长，不只是上面的枝叶要成长，下面也要越往下扎根，越往下成长。
The roots of this tradition go deep into history.
那这个根呢，就要一直回溯到这个历史里面。
They reach back not only to the 1800s in America, but back even further.
不只是回溯到十八世纪的美国，更要更往前回溯到更远。
And if we were to trace church history, of course, we would go clear back into the time of the Wesleyan Revival and the Reformation and actually clear back to the early church.
如果我们要再更往回看的话，我们就回到那个卫斯理所带动那种复兴的运动那个时期。
And so we, like all traditions, seek to still be nourished by the Christian tradition and by Scripture.
所以我们跟其他的宗派一样，我们还是希望能够从这些传统的里面从最终到圣经的这个根源里面去找到这种成长的养分。
So in a sense, like all churches, the history is 2,000 years or more old. It goes clear back to the beginning and the time of Jesus Christ.
所以我要回溯到的话，就是一直要回溯到耶稣基督所立下的那个时代所传承下来的传统。
But today we're looking at particularly this past 150 years of this tradition that we call the Free Methodist Church.
但是我们今天要集中在过去的150年所谓的这个巡理会的这一段的历史。
So the history is worth reviewing, it's worth re-emphasizing, it's worth reactivating for today.
历史是很值得我们回顾，很值得我们再重新再启动，重新再开始的。
And it may be well to ask, what is the particular gift, the particular charism, the particular calling that God has given to the churches that we are in?
那到底什么东西，什么特殊的恩赐，什么特殊的这种上帝的恩典来临到我们这样一个宗派呢？
Now I mentioned that B.T. Roberts said that the mission of the Free Methodist Church is to maintain the Bible standard of Christianity and to preach the gospel to the poor.
我刚刚提到这个 B.T. Roberts 他所坚持的标准就是回到圣经，然后向穷人传福音。
That is actually a very profound way of speaking about the mission of the church.
那是一种很深邃的一种谈到教会的侍奉的一种说法。
On the one hand, it's very simple. Maintain the Bible standard of Christianity, preach the gospel to the poor.
一方面说起来好像很简单守持圣经的传统，向穷人传福音。
But it's also profound because it speaks about the authority of Scripture, the importance of Scripture.
但是它也很深入、很深邃，因为它谈到圣经的权威，谈到圣经。
And so by Bible standard, Roberts meant the authority of Scripture, and he meant the call to holiness, to experience the life of Jesus Christ and to follow Him.
所以 Roberts 谈到这种圣经的标准的时候，他就谈到这种圣经里面这种 圣洁的这种观念，然后对穷人的这种关怀。
But it's interesting that Roberts added and to preach the gospel to the poor.
他不只是强调这种圣经的这种权威，他还强调还要向穷人传福音。
By adding that, he was saying it's not just a matter of what we believe, but also what we do.
所以他这样强调的意思是说，不在乎只是我们相信什么，而是我们行出什么样的我们所相信的，我们怎么样行出来。
To maintain the biblical standard is not simply to believe the right things, but it is to live the doctrine, to live the way of life.
所以相信圣经的传统不是说相信对的事情，而是你要怎么把它活出来。
And so that's what Roberts was getting at in this phrase, to talk about the authority of Scripture and living the way that Jesus did.
所以 Roberts 他就强调，为什么是这样强调圣经的权威，但是也要活出你的相称的这种生活。
And Jesus, whether B.T. Roberts pointed to the account in the Gospels where it talks about Jesus Christ.
那他也讲到圣经里面谈到有关于耶稣基督的这些教导。
And he said, what did Jesus do? Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
耶稣他怎么说呢？他说，主的灵在我的身上，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
And Robert says, this is the proof that he really was the Messiah. He was preaching the good news to the people.
他说，这才是真正的弥赛亚所讲的话。他的确是传福音给那些贫穷的人。
And so the early Free Methodists believed this is partly what holiness means. It means to believe in Christ and it means to live out the life that we find exemplified in Jesus.
所以就是我们所谓强调这个圣洁的经历，就是在这个地方，我们能够活出来，而且能够遵照耶稣的教训、圣经的教训去向穷人传福音。
And so holiness is Christ likeness.
所以所谓的圣洁就是像基督一样。
And this is why B.T. Roberts kept pointing to Jesus Christ and what he said and what he actually did.
所以 B.T. Roberts 一直要我们回到这个耶稣基督的身上，看到他怎么做，我们跟着怎么做。
So this is the ethos and the impulse that birthed the Free Methodist Church as a denomination in 1860.
在1860年那个巡理会刚开始的这个时期，这个就是整个巡理会的这个脉动。整个他们开始的一个动力。
There were several issues that gave birth to the Free Methodist Church.
当然有一些不同的情况造成巡理会的诞生。
And I'm not going to deal with those here this morning, except to say that the word "free" was important for the early Free Methodists.
我想没有办法很仔细的去谈到这些议题但是其中我要强调的就是那个福利、那个自由那个巡理会就是 Free Methodist。有一个英文的 free 那个自由那个字他要特别说明
They considered themselves Methodist that is in continuity with the great revival in England in the 1700s
他们行理会认为他们是跟英国的这种大觉醒的这个运动是有关联的
But they were concerned to be free in the sense of the freedom of the spirit
但是他们也觉得自己是自由的因为在灵里面他们是自由的
In the sense of freedom for slaves, because this was during the period of slavery in the United States.
也特别是跟这个奴隶要释放奴隶这种让奴隶得到自由的在美国的这种解放黑奴的这运动当中连接起来。
And in the sense of free seats in the churches, because at that time some churches were actually charging rent for their seats, and that excluded the poor.
也包括你们现在坐的位置都是自由的没有因为你是穷人就不让你坐
Can you imagine today renting the seats or the pews in the church building?
你们可以想想如果今天教会里面每一个位置都要要钱的话会是什么情况
So, but I want to talk more about what happened over these last 150 years.
我要继续的谈到在这150年当中到底发生了一些什么事情。
And so I'm talking about Free Methodist history in terms of four stages.
我们要谈到这150年历史可以把它分成四个时期。
And as you can see in the outline there, the four stages are the movement phase, the sect phase, the denominational phase, and the network phase.
你们在你们的讲义上面可以看到第一个时期就是所谓的启动的时期。第二个时期就是分派分裂的时期第三个时期就是宗派的时期然后最后一个时期就是结合的时期
So this is my
连结的时期
This is my interpretation as I've looked over this past 150 years and asked what has become what became of this movement over that period of time?
这是我自己的解读，就是过去150年这个整个发展是怎么样一种情况的。
Now, I call this first 30 years the movement phase.
前面的30年我把它叫做一种启动时期。
Incidentally, it's interesting to see something very similar in many new church movements.
我们看到很多新的教会的运动都有一种很类似的这种情况。
You see this in many Pentecostal and charismatic movements, for example, an initial phase of rapid growth.
比如说五旬节宗派这种这种这种发展都很类似的。
In fact, that's been true of most denominational traditions.
大多数的宗派的发展都有这个启动的时期。
So the first 30 years were a time of rapid growth for the Free Methodist Church.
但是在浸信会里面，前面的30年是一个很急剧增长的一个时期。
And that is shown clearly by looking at the statistics of the church.
我们可以从那个统计资料里面，这段时间的统计资料里面可以看得出来。
The church grew rapidly from 1860 to 1890.
从1860年到1890年这段是很急速增长的时期。
There was a multiplication of congregations, and the denomination in the United States was reaching across the continent at that time.
那段时间里面教会不断的剧增，然后也跨越的美国本土扩散到别的地方去。
So in particular, in this middle of this period, the church was growing very rapidly and churches were being multiplied.
教会不断的增长不断的增加。
So it was a movement of evangelism, of revival, and of church planting.
所以是福音广传教会的复兴运动等等，这段时间都在这段时间里面发生。
And if you were put that on a chart, and if it had continued, the Free Methodist Church would have 2 million members today.
如果以当时成长的速度来继续这样成长的话，今天应该会有200万的浸信会的信徒。
I should correct myself. It would have had 2 million members by 1960, which would have been the centennial.
到1960年就是100年的时候，那时候就应该有200万的浸信会的信徒。
So that was the growth phase. That was the phase in which the Free Methodist Church was a movement.
所以这就是早期的那个启动，那种开始运动的那个时期。
And then, as a matter of fact, in 1960, the Free Methodist Church had about 60,000 members.
在1960年的时候，大概有60,000的信徒，事实上只是到了六万信徒。
So worldwide membership was about 100,000, and in the United States and Canada it was about 60,000.
在普世来讲，大概有10万 ，100,000 呀，十万。那在美国就是60,000。
In other words, at the centennial, more than half of the members were in North America.
我们也可以说，那个时期有一半以上的信徒是在北美。
And yet it was a movement phase, but primarily a movement in North America.
所以那一段的时间，这种运动、这种成长，基本上是在北美。
But already at the end of that period, missionaries were being sent by the Free Methodist Church as other groups around the world.
这个时期的中了的时候，就开始差派宣教士到世界各地。
And so the first Free Methodist missionaries, for example, went to China in the late 1800s.
在1980年代的后期1880年代的后期就有浸信会的宣教士被差派到中国。
So this was the movement phase. In the second phase, I call the sect phase.
这是第一个时期。那第二个时期，我把它叫做一种分裂或者是分派的时期。
This was from about 1890 to about 1950.
是1890到1950年这个时期。
By sect phase, I mean the time when the church became less of a movement and became more focused inward.
所谓的这个分派这个分裂的时期，我的意思是不再是往外去传，而是更专注在解决内部的一些问题。
Several things happened about 1890, which I think caused the church to move from a movemental more to a sect phase.
1890年发生一件事情，造成这种启动期进到这种分派分裂的时期。
B.T. Roberts died in 1893.
B.T. Roberts 他是在1893年 过世的。
And so a key leader was lost at that point.
一个很主要的领导者过世了。
And B.T. Roberts had advocated the ordination of women. He wrote a book called Ordaining Women in 1891.
在1891年的时候，他就写了一本书，就是有关女性按摩的方面的这方面的议题的书。
And he argued that the church should approve the ordination of women.
他觉得教会应该要赞同，要赞成女性可以按摩。
But the denomination didn't agree with him, and in a very close vote, the ordination of women was rejected in 1890.
可是整个议会里面呢，不同意他的看法，结果在一种很接近的这种投票当中就没有通过这个议题。
Actually, it was a fairly divisive issue at that time.
是相当分裂的非常竞争很激烈的一个情况。
So with the rejection of the ordination of women, with the death of B.T. Roberts and two or three other things that happened, the church turned more inward and lost much of its movement dynamics.
所以因为这样的一种议题，女性按摩的议题就造成这种转变，转到这种分裂分派的时期。
Now this had both a positive and a negative side to it.
当然还有其他方面的情况。那这种发展也有正面的，也有反面的的意义。
The negative side was the loss of as much of an impulse for church planting and for growth and for missions within the North America as it had earlier.
这个负面方面就是说，这些宣教的运动、教会的这些职堂、这些复兴的运动，又回只是局限在这个北美这个地区了。
And there was also a strong emphasis on matters of dress and behavior, the way people dressed, emphasis on simplicity and plainness.
而且他也这段时间里面也开始强调要怎么穿着，要怎么这个行为的准则，有一些比较确定的一些行为准则。
The positive side of that is it meant that it cost something to be a Free Methodist. You were joining something that had specific behaviors connected with it.
但是在正面方面就讲，如果你要成为巡理会的会友的话，你就必须要严格的遵守这些这段时间里面所发展出来这些规则。
So the standards with regard to dress and so on had to function a little bit like the Salvation Army with its uniforms of identifying who was a member of this movement.
所以这种制服这种巡礼会就是有用他们特殊的这种服饰这好像有一点像救世军要出去传福音的时候都必要穿军服那种情况。
And this created a strong sense of identity, a strong sense of loyalty to the movement.
那这种就是制造一种很强烈的一种身份的认同感，一种我们都是在一起的这种忠贞度。
It is true that during this time, however, many missionaries were sent to other places in the world.
当然那段时间里面还是有一些宣教士被拆派到其他地方去。
So although in North America the church was growing less, it was growing more in other places in the world.
所以虽然在北美这种增长好像停滞下来，可是这些拆派出去宣教士还是造成普世性的成长。
This is the time when Free Methodist work was established in China, the Dominican Republic, India, and many other places around the world.
所以这段时间也是在多米尼加、在印度、在中国开始建立巡礼会的这种侍奉的基础的一段时期。
Then the third phase I call the denomination phase.
第三个时期我把它叫做宗派的时期。
And I date this from about 1950 to about 2000.
大概从1950年到2000年这一段期间。
This is the period when I grew up in the church because I was born in 1940.
我是在1940年生的，所以也是正好是我在教会里面成长的这段时期。
This is the period when James Hudson Taylor II was my pastor in Spring Arbor when I was a young boy.
这时候也是我在一个还是一个小男孩的时候，戴维牧师就是在那个时候在Spring Arbor 这个地方当我的牧师。
And that's when James and Alice Taylor and their family were in Spring Arbor between the time they left.China and the time they came to Taiwan, or Formosa, as we said in those days.
也是那段时间戴牧师戴师母到中国宣教，后来又到台湾来的这段时期。
So I'm talking here about this 50-year period from about 1950 to 2000.
1950年到2000年这个50年的历史，就是这段时间的时期。
And during this period of time, the Free Methodist Church became a denomination much like other denominations.
所以这段时间，这个巡理会就成为一个宗派，就好像其他的宗派一样。
And there are several things that happened during this period of time.
也这段时间里面有一些事情发生。
There was less of an emphasis on dress and on standards of behavior and more on personal convictions. Each one should do what they thought was right.
这段时间不再强调是你要穿什么衣服、啊、你要有什么样的生活准则，而是强调你一种心里面的一种确信，你自己到底确信的是什么。
And in some ways, the Free Methodist Church became much like other evangelical denominations with less specific emphasis on its original distinctives.
所以这个好像跟其他的这种福音派的教会、啊、慢慢的、越来越相似，而不再、强调他们这种特殊的、这种地方。
Much of this had to do with cultural changes in the United States after World War II.
这个是跟二次大战以后、啊、这个美国这种文化的、这种文化的这种趋势、啊、整个大文化的环境有关联。
After World War II, there was a lot of economic prosperity in the United States.
二次大战以后，美国的经济起飞。
And there was the growth of the suburbs.
这个这种所谓的这种乡间的，就是说不在城市里面往城市外发展的这种趋势，也在那个时候出现。
And the Free Methodist Church became an increasingly middle class and suburban church in the United States.
所以巡理会也越来越变成一种郊区的一种中产阶级的这样一种教会的形态。
And as I said, in many ways, became like other evangelical denominations with less emphasis on its original distinctives.
所以就像我刚刚所说的，就跟一般其他福音派的教会啊，就是不再强调啊，刚开始是怎么跟其他宗派不一样的地方。
I often think of this transition in terms of a Free Methodist child who grew up maybe on a farm in Michigan or someplace else in the United States.
我常常想到这个事情，好像是刚开始的时候是一个在一个很乡村农村里面长，在密西根农村里面长大的一个巡理会，好像是在乡村里面长大一个小男孩。
Before the Second World War, many Free Methodists were rural or small town or farming people or lived in poorer areas of cities.
在二次大战之前，巡理会的会友就是分散在很多遥远的地区，而且是做农的、矿夫啊等等这一类的比较贫穷的这种环境里面。
So I knew people like this that grew up on a farm in Michigan and then became soldiers in World War II.
我知道，我认识不少这样的人，在密西根是在农场里面长大的，后来就去当兵。
And as soldiers in World War II, they visited the Pacific and Europe and various other places in the world.
当兵的时候就有机会到太平洋地区、到欧洲地区里面去到处去看。
Which had the effect of giving them a sense of how large the world really is.
让他们看到，哦，原来世界是这么大。
Then these.Men, soldiers came back, got an education, and many of them became school teachers.
这些当过兵的人回来以后，他们就接受教育，然后就有好的教育。
And they didn't go back to the farm, but they moved to some of these new suburbs that were growing in the 1950s.
他们就没有再回去这个农场，反而是在这种郊区里面开始工作，开始过他们的生活。
And many of them went to Spring Arbor or other Free Methodist schools.Sponsored by government programs that were providing education and got an education during that period.
有人还是回到原来的地方但是政府那个时候有一些补助这些农民的法案，他们就透过这个法案也得到好的教育然后再开始过这种中产阶级的生活。
So there were cultural and demographic issues that were affecting the church.
所以有这些文化的这些地理的因素在大环境在影响这个教会的发展。
And also during this period of time, the church, in some places, was influenced more by Reformed dispensational theology than by Wesleyan theology.
然后这段时间里面，教会也开始受到这种改革宗神学或者是所谓的时代主义的这种思潮的影响。
The Wesleyan tradition is not dispensational, and it's not premillennial, but it has a more general sense of God's working in history.
巡理会一开始根本不是所谓的时代主义的不是所谓这种所谓什么千禧年什么这些一开始都不是这个样子的。
So, for example, John Wesley or B.T. Roberts never would have heard of rapture theology or of the kind of premillennial theology that has become very popular today.
像卫斯理啊，像 A.D. Roberts， 他们从来就没有想到会什么被提的神学啊，或者是前先起源的这些神学，从来没有听过。
But that tended to influence the Free Methodist Church as well as others during the last 30 or 40 years.
但是在过去的三四十年当中哈，这些神学思潮出来的时候，也影响到浸信会教会。
So the sum total of this was to cause the Free Methodist Church to be more like a generic evangelical denomination, less specifically connected to its history.
所以这段时期哈，就是这个浸信会就是被一般化了，好像跟一般其他的没有什么太多的两样，而没有专注到过去这个传统是怎么发展出来的。
But in the last 20 years, especially in the United States, more and more people have been asking about what about our history, what about our heritage, what do we need to reaffirm?
但是在过去的二十几年当中，特别在美国，越来越多的人在问，到底我们是怎么来的？到底我们有什么特殊的特色？我们要坚持的是什么东西？开始，浸信会的会友在问这些问题。
And I think this is a positive thing. It's an encouraging thing to ask. You know, why were we raised up by the Spirit, and what is the mission that God has given us?
我想这是很正面的、很好的啊。为什么我们这样子成长啊？为什么我们需要有什么圣灵的引导带领
？I mentioned earlier, B.T. Roberts was a strong advocate of the ordination of women.
刚开始的时候讲到，这个 Roberts 他是一个很拥护这种女性按摩的这种思想的人。
But the church didn't agree with him at that point in the 1890s.
但是在1890年的时候，教会并没有通过他这个法案。
But in recent years, we've seen a new emphasis and a new recognition of the gifts of women as well as men in the church.
比如在最近，我们就看到越来越多对这种女性的恩赐、女性的甚至可以按摩牧者的职分，这个越来越被认同，越来越被看重。
Of course, historically, some of our greatest missionaries have been women like Geneva Sayre and Carolyn Winslow and others who have carried the gospel around the world.
当然，我们早期就有一些女性教士，刚刚那两个名字你们听到了哈，就是早期的新教士就是有这些女性教士。
But in the United States.Almost all the leadership was male, especially in terms of pastors.
在美国，几乎教会的领导阶层都是男性，特别是牧师。
But now we're seeing more of an emphasis on women in leadership, women pastors, and women in other forms of leadership in the church.
但是现在越来越强调女性在教会里面可以当领导的角色，可以当牧师或者其他这些领导的职责。
Now, if V.T. Roberts was right, that can have a renewing effect in the church.
那个 B.T. Roberts 他这一点对了，因为他觉得这样做的话会对教会带来积极的影响，好的影响。
Because B.T. Roberts made a very interesting argument in his book Ordaining Women.
他说他在这个按牧女性的这本书里面，他有一个很有趣的一个论点。
He said if women had been given the proper place of leadership in the church from the beginning, this would be quite a different world today.
他说如果教会能够按照他们的恩赐给他们有正当的一个角色职责的话。现在我们这个整个教会的这个发展的情况会是一个完全不同的世界。
And he said God would have raised up many women as well as men for the spread of the gospel around the world.
上帝也肯定会兴起很多的这种女性，好像兴起男性一样来把这个福音传遍全世界。
Of course, that did happen to some degree, but still with restrictions.
当然这个没有这样子完全的发展，还是有一些某一些的限制。
Now, if B.T. Roberts was right, this may be a sign of renewal in coming decades in the Free Methodist Church.
如果 B.T. Roberts 他这个论点是对的话，也许未来的这个教会的发展就会在这点上会造成很大的冲击。
In any case, it stands to reason that since there are both men and women in the church, we need both men and women in leadership and in all areas of the proclamation of the gospel.
当然，我们可以说教会里面都有男的跟女的，所以这个领袖应当有男的跟女的啊。
Then we come finally to the fourth phase, what I call the network phase.
最后我们来到最后的时期，就是所谓的连结的时期。
This from about 2000 up until.We don't know how long, but on into the future, probably.
就是从2000年以后到底会持续到什么时候，我们不晓得。
The point here is that today denominations as such are less important than they once were.
这个 目前的情况是说，这个宗派在目前的情况底下，不再像过去以前那么样的那这种强调宗派不再是那么重要的一件事情。
For example, in the United States, there's less emphasis on denominational identity.
啊，比如说在美国，一般这种宗派的啊这种特殊的啊的身份啊不再被强调了。
So the church is growing, but there's less emphasis on what it means to be Free Methodist, but more of a sense of networking together as a family.
对，教会是还是在持续的增长，但是不再是强调啊，这是啊洗礼会的教会。
Some people have said that the church has entered a post-denominational phase.
所以有人说哈，这是回到一种啊，到了一种所谓的后宗派啊主义的啊这种时期。
I don't think that's necessarily true, but the forms of church organization certainly are changing.
啊，当然啊，不见得就一定是这个样子。但是我们可以看到啊，这个整个教会的体制，整个教会的的这种发展哈，是是朝这个方向在发展。
And I think we see that in the Free Methodist Church. There's a lot of networking going on in a lot of different ways.
我们可以在巡礼会里面就看到这种情形。我们有很多的连结啊，跟其他教派宗派教会的连结。
And for example, there's a lot of networking now in missions of missionaries from North America, missionaries from Hong Kong and from other places in the Philippines working together in a new partnership.
比如说在这种宣教的这个宣教的这个领域的里面啊，香港啊，菲律宾啊，中国啊，这有很多这种互相之间的各宗派之间的连结。
So the concern isn't so much to maintain the denominational structure, but it is rather to be a dynamic network for the gospel around the world.
所以我们所强调的不再是一种啊严谨的一种啊宗派的这种结构，而是怎么样能够啊透过连结把这个福音广传出去。
And denominational structures can be very helpful in that.
但是这种宗派的这种结构哈，也可以成为一个很好的助力。
Now, sometimes you meet someone who says, "Well, I don't like denominations. I think churches should just be totally independent."
啊，有的时候你碰到一些人，我不喜欢宗派啊，这个教会就是应该要完全独立。
But even in the New Testament, you see a lot of networking among the different churches.
但是你即使这样啊这样说，可是你也可以看到在教会里面也是要做这些啊不同的这种连接的工作。
So, although denominational structures are changing, they have a place if they are functional for mission.
所以虽然这个宗派的这个结构，这个组织架构有在改变，可是也对这个整个宣教的这种拓展还是有帮助的。
So I view the different denominations as different family networks.
所以我就看其他的这个宗派的这些架构好像是。我们同属在主内的另外一个家庭一样，我们都是属主内的一家的。
So I'm glad to be a part of this network, this family of Free Methodists.
所以我很高兴，我作为一个巡礼会的一个会友，我能够跟其他的神的这些教会一起连接。
And when I meet a Christian from some other tradition, I say, "Oh, that's wonderful. That's your family. This is my family."
如果从碰到一个别的宗派来的弟兄姊妹，我也很高兴你是从那个家庭来的，我是从这个家庭来的。
But we all serve the same Christ.
但是我们都是服侍同一个基督。
And if we start comparing our family roots, we find they go back to the same source.
我们如果在比较我们这些家族的这些传承这些家族的根的时候，就发现原来都是出于同一个根源。
Now, when we look at history, we see that many things change. Some things change for the better. Some things change for the worse.
我们如果回顾历史的话，我们就看到这个历史不断的在改变，有的改变的好，往好的方向改变，有的往不好的方向改变。
And that's how I view this 150 years history of the Free Methodist Church.
我就是这样来回顾巡礼会的150年的历史。
God has worked through this tradition over the years.
上帝在过去的连接里面，透过这个历史来行使他的的工作。
And yet we always face the challenge: Are we being faithful to the Bible, the gospel, the Bible standard, and preaching the gospel to the poor?
但是我们始终要面对一个挑战：我们是不是面对我们所行的一切是按照圣经的标准，而且我们要向穷人传福音？
So this brings us then to the consideration of Free Methodism's gifts and calling today.
对，这个就是讲到要回到这个我们巡礼会的特殊的恩赐、特殊的呼召是什么
？And I'm using the term here, the Free Methodist charism or the Free Methodist gift.
我在这里用的是巡礼会的的恩赐，或者是巡礼会的 灵恩。
The Bible talks about the gifts of the Spirit.
灵恩恩赐，圣经里面都是用这些字眼。
And the biblical word for gift is charism or charisma.
圣经里面这个恩赐就是 charism 或者是 charisma。
So the question is, for what purpose has God raised up our different traditions?
但是到底为了什么目的，神兴起这种不同的这种宗派？
And Free Methodists have said that God has raised up this tradition to maintain the Bible standard of Christianity and to preach the gospel to the poor.
当然，新会他们是强调，为什么要这个特殊的传统，就是要去维持圣经的这种标准，然后向穷人传福音。
Now I have in your handout there a square chart.Which tries to explain how the dynamics of the Free Methodist tradition.
第四页讲义的第四页它有一个表就是让我们看到这个整个巡礼会的传统跟其他的传统有什么的关联。
And you notice the four corners of this square.
在这个图的这个四个角落里面。
These identify different influences.On our tradition, the Free Methodist Church.
就是讲到不同的对巡礼会所造成影响的这个四个不同的这种传统。
In one corner, I have what I call the Anglo-Catholic tradition.
在左上角就是所谓的英国国教或者是天主教或者是安利甘天主教的这样的一个传统。
Because the Free Methodists came from the Methodists, which came from the Church of England.
因为这个巡礼会的传统是从英国那边传过来的。
And the Church of England came from the Roman Catholic Church, which traced back, of course, to the early church.
英国国教又是从天主教传下来的，那天主教又是这种早期的这种使徒传下来的。
Of course, there was the Reformation of the of the 1500s that were a part of that was a part of that story.
所以在这个就是教会历史里面都有这种确定的这条的传承的路线。
This tradition emphasizes sacrament. It emphasizes the mystery of sacrament. It emphasizes liturgy and creed.
这个传统就是很强调这个礼仪，然后礼仪的一种奥秘性所以有很多的这种礼仪教会的礼仪。
This tradition emphasizes the importance of remembering the tradition and that which we have received over the years.
他也很强调要尊重传统，要接受传统下来的东西。过去我们也是这样强调的。
You see, in the second corner at the top, I have the word evangelical.
右上角的那个，我把它称作是福音派的传统。
And this would have to do with the evangelical movement, the evangelical revivals of the 1700s, and then more recent evangelicalism.
这就是所谓的福音派，还有十七世纪的这种福音派的这种复兴的运动最近的这种福音派的发展都是属于这一方面的。
And of course, the Free Methodist Church is within this tradition as well.
那巡礼会的传统当然也是在这个大的这种传统的里面。
So we have here the emphasis on evangelism, on conversion.
所以我们也很强调传福音，也很强调真实的悔改信主。
On the authority of Scripture.
圣经的权威。
On revival and church growth.
复兴教会的成长等等。
But there are a couple other influences or parts to this that you see at the bottom of the square.
但是我们看到下面这两个也有其他不同的强调，不同的重点。
And I have here the word charismatic.
一个是所谓的灵恩派的。
You might think of the word Pentecostal.
或者可以说是五旬节派的。
Because here's the emphasis on the Holy Spirit.
因为他们这里是强调圣灵的彰显，圣灵的运行。
And the Free Methodist Church has always had an emphasis on the work of the Holy Spirit.
巡礼会也是一直强调圣灵的工作。
So the Free Methodist Church had an emphasis on the Holy Spirit a long time before the modern charismatic movement or the modern Pentecostal movement.
巡礼会的这种圣灵工作的强调，远远在这个所谓的近代的这种灵恩运动之前，很早以前就开始有这方面的强调。
Because this was an emphasis of John Wesley, the work of the Holy Spirit in cleansing, in perfecting, and empowering us for mission.
约翰·威斯理就是很强调这种圣灵的洁净、圣灵的更新、圣灵的圣化我们的生活这个部分。
So this is a part of our an influence of our tradition as well, an emphasis on the Spirit, and more recently on the gifts of the Spirit.
所以就是强调这种圣灵方面也是我们的传统之一。那最近就是。讲到这种圣灵的工作
An emphasis on sanctification and holy living.
还有要做圣洁的生活等等。
Then in the other corner, I have the word Anabaptist.
右下角这个就是所谓的重洗派的传统。
And I don't know whether you recognize that word or not, but essentially I'm talking about the more radical part of the Reformation.
啊，这个是重启派各位比较不熟悉哈，但是它基本上是它一种比较一种激烈的一种极右的啊这种啊极右派的啊这种一种啊发展。
And this is the tradition that the Mennonites and many brethren churches come from.
这是所谓的门诺会或者是弟兄会的啊这个传统的啊的来源。
And it puts an emphasis on obedience and on radical discipleship.
他们强调的是绝对的顺服啊。激烈的这种门徒的这种造就。
An emphasis on social justice and on the gospel to the poor.
还有社会公义啊，对啊，福音传给穷人这方面的强调。
This also is part of our tradition as Free Methodists.
这个也是巡理会传统的一部分。
So Free Methodism, this is my view. Free Methodism, at its best, draws on these four traditions.
所以我的看法是，所谓的巡理会，他们就是把各种不同的传统的优点啊，都集中在自己的身上。
We recognize the importance of the sacraments, the importance of tradition.
我们承认啊，这种礼仪啊，传统的重要性。
We affirm the authority of Scripture, the importance of evangelism.
我们也确认啊，传福音的重要性啊，圣经的权威性。
We emphasize the work of the Holy Spirit in sanctification and in empowering us for ministry.
我们也承认圣灵的工作，要过圣洁的生活。
And we also affirm the call to radical discipleship, to follow Jesus fully, even when that puts us in a countercultural position with those around us.
我们也强调，即使在一种很反文化的这种氛围的里面，我们还是要有一种很激烈的要绝对的来做主的门徒，绝对的顺服这样的方面的强调。
So perhaps at our best, we draw on all these traditions.In the power of the Spirit, in order to be effectively God's missionary people in the world today.
所以这些传统的优势都发在了身上，就是为了让我们继续的成为一个成为神宣教的子民，去做他要我们所做的工作。
And the four arrows at the corners point to the fact that the church can always go to an extreme in any one of these emphases.
那这四个传统在这个四个角落里面。也提醒我们，我们很可能会偏差到哪一个方向去。
We are called to be faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们需要被召，需要来忠于耶稣基督的福音。
We always stand within a particular tradition.
我们也是一直在一种很特殊的一个传统的当中。
Every one of us here today, even if we're new Christians, in some way or another, we stand within a particular tradition.
我们在座的每一位，即使是刚刚信主不久的基督徒，你也是在某一种的传统里面成长的。
We are in a particular tradition in the church, and we are in a particular tradition with regard to our own culture and language.
不管是在教会的生活，不管是我们的文化，我们所使用的语言，都是在某一种的传统里面传承下来的。
So it can help us to look at this, to examine this, and then ask, then how can we most effectively be Christ's disciples today?
所以我们了解这个，我们回顾这个，然后我们再可以去思考，今天我要做主的门徒，我应该怎么样往前走。
And so my hope for the Free Methodist Church is that in celebrating 150 years of history, God's Spirit will give us a new sense of His power to make us effectively His people in the world today.
我的祷告，在这个庆祝150周年巡礼会的历史的当中，我的祷告就是求上帝的灵继续的来加注在我们的身上，让我们更知道怎么样在这个传统的当中进一步的来成为神所喜悦的器皿。
Now tomorrow we're going to step back another 100 or so years and look at John Wesley and the early Wesleyan tradition and how that is still relevant for us today.
明天我们就要再往后回顾到约翰·威斯里的时代看看那个时代的一些情况，然后对我们今天有什么特殊的意义。
Thank you.
谢谢。